Happy Friday, Slatesters. Welcome back to another edition of Shaden Friday. These are our Slate Plus exclusive conversations for when you want to laugh at the news instead of cry. And there is so much going on in the world. So much that is not good. Stuff like Ebola spreading at a breakneck pace in Congo. Stuff like the Iran war still happening. And kind of there's not a ceasefire. And oil prices are rising. In Maine, you have Graham Plattner with another scandal on his hands. We have so much. So much. But we are not talking about that here. Because this segment is about finding the joy. And over the past couple weeks, I feel like I found a little joy over the fact that the Pope has begun grappling with AI in his first very long encyclical. And that's why Lizzie O'Leary is here, because Lizzie, you and the folks over at What Next TBD know so much more about tech than I do. Truly. Welcome. Hello.
Hello. Hi. It's actually really nice to get to hang out with you.
For real.
I did not think that we would be talking about the Pope, but, you know, I just mean like in general. Who knew that the Pope would be on my beat?
But you know what? Pope. That guy is trying to be on everyone's beat. He's on it.
He is trying to be on everyone's beat. They're like memes about Chicago Bob.
He just did like a video about like sport and the World Cup and how it can like bring us together. And I'm like, you're just on all the things here, guy.
I mean, have you seen the pictures of him wearing old school Nikes?
Yes.
His vestments? Yeah. They got to bring back the Pope Force One.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to make you talk about the encyclical. It came out a couple weeks ago over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And I think if you were just reading the push notifications about it, you'd be forgiven for just thinking, the Pope really took on AI here, right? Because this is a 42,000 word document. So first of all, you're probably not reading it. But second of all, he was saying we need to get some control over AI. But part of what I thought was interesting is in our editorial meetings, you were basically like, it's a little more complicated than that. Can you explain, first of all, what he said in the encyclical and then why you're like, it's more complicated than like black or white here?
Yeah, I would call this like an improv comedy, yes and. Ah! So yes, he is warning about AI. He's warning about what he calls a culture of power, right? The sort of distillation of power in the hands of a few people, of a few companies. He talks about, you know, the potential Tower of Babel effect. Like there is this whole section in the encyclical, again, very, very long. I am sorry to my Catholic grandmothers. I did not read the whole thing.
Shame.
Where he talks about like, you know, AI isn't human. It cannot replace humanity. I mean, a lot of this, the through lines are really about humanity. Humanity is complicated. Humanity, you know, it's magnifica humanitas. So this is really about people in the face of the machine. He talks about AI does not have feelings. It does not have thoughts.
Yeah, and Magnifica Humanitas, that's the name of the encyclical.
Yes, that is the name of the encyclical.
And he also released it on the 135th anniversary of another encyclical by the last Pope, Leo, that was all about the Industrial Revolution.
That was about the Industrial Revolution.
Sheen.
Yes, there are layers.
Yes. There's a lot of signaling here. But what does that signaling all mean in the end?
So I think what he is talking about is honestly a little bit of a realist approach. So when he talks about control over platforms and data and computing power, he says it tends to become opaque and evade public oversight, increasing the risk of distorted forms of development. And so I think you have to kind of pull apart two different things here. Number one, the Catholic Church thinking about the poor and kind of the idea of faith through works, right? Like devotional works, devotion to the poor. But the other part of this is a much more realistic part. The Vatican has been thinking about AI for years.
Really?
Yes. We go back to 2020. They had a conference about it. And so there is a pretty sophisticated understanding that there is a lot of money and power and even, I would say, philosophical heft, depending on the companies you're talking about, in the world of AI. And this is not the first time that the Vatican has reckoned with that. It's just the first time that we have seen this like big, broad statement. And obviously, everyone is paying attention to AI now, so it all kind of dovetails together.
Does the Vatican have like a good, bad valence to AI? Like, is that how they're seeing this technology?
I don't know that I would say they're having a good, bad valence to AI. I think it's, I think there's like a recognition that this development is happening. But I think it's very notable. So we can talk about Chris Ola, who is a part of Anthropic. He's one of the founders. He's like the philosopher guy within the company. He was there.
He was there for the release of the encyclical.
He was there with the Pope.
He gave a speech.
Yes, he gave a speech. And, you know, he also talks about the dangers too. Like, this is one of the things that I think is really fascinating is that, again, a lot of this is narrative, how these companies position themselves and how they position themselves vis-a-vis big actors like the Vatican or the White House, and where they try to kind of shape public opinion for what is going to happen going forward, which is notably really big IPOs.
It sounds like you're saying the Vatican has kind of been willingly co-opted by someone like Anthropic or like, okay, so in my Instagram
feed, I would say they're engaging with it.
Yeah, like, so in my Instagram feed, I get a ton of Sheryl Sandberg being like, hey, girls, you got to get with AI. Like, now's the time. If you don't do this, men are going to, like, take it over.
AI poses real challenges for jobs, real challenges. But we know that the people who will do the best in the job market in the AI years to come are going to be the ones who know how to use the technology. And if we're encouraging more men than women to use that technology, we're already starting off in the wrong place. And we can fix it by just encouraging women as well as men to be users.
Is that kind of like half of what the Pope is doing here?
I mean, girl bossing AI. Is exactly. The Pope girl bossing AI? Yeah. I think maybe a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
That's it for now. And if you want to hear the rest of this episode, the way to do it is to subscribe to Slate Plus. Unlock Slate Plus now by going to slate.com/whatnextplus.